This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
I'm often asked, how can Christians and Jews learn to love each other? Well, let me share with you an anecdote that I believe best illustrates the Jewish view of love. A young man visited his rabbi and became so overwhelmed that he cried out, "Rabbi, I love you dearly." Touched and amused by his student's devotion, the rabbi asked, "Tell me, my son, do you know where I hurt?" The young man was confused but responded, "I do not know where you hurt, Rabbi, but nevertheless I love you dearly." To this the wise rabbi replied, "But how can you say you love me when you do not know where I hurt and what brings me pain?" My friends, this is authentic love. To genuinely love someone, we must make a supreme effort to understand who that person is. Do we know what makes them happy, what brings them joy, and what makes them sad, and what causes them to suffer pain? Because Christians and Jews share such a rich heritage of faith, we should strive to relate to one another in this way. When we truly attempt to understand each other's joys and pains, then real love between us becomes a possibility, and with God's help, a reality. Once genuine love surfaces, we'll be more open to hearing different points of view and looking for common ground. With love as the perfect bond, building bridges of understanding and healing and cooperation will no longer seem impossible.
Visit ifcj.ca/devotional for our free resource on Rabbi Eckstein's inspirational teachings about angels, God's mysterious messengers. That's ifcj.ca/devotional.